May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Okay, we all remember, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door, right? That's us, the people. We are the people of God, and we are the people of God who have been called at this time and in this place to persevere in proclaiming the gospel. Not just proclaim the gospel on Sunday morning every now and then, when it seems to suit our fancy, but to persevere in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are lots of ways we do that. We do it, as we've said earlier, by telling our own story, how God has touched our lives and thereby has touched the lives of those around us, and how that can change things. But we also know that it takes a variety of people telling a variety of stories for that to make sense. Now, many of you may have thought that because it is now mid-October and you have not heard a conversation about stewardship, that we'd somehow forgotten. Let me assure you, that is not the case. But it's really interesting, as we have been getting to this point of talking about good stewards, being good stewards of what God has given us, that we stumbled upon something that I think is quite powerful. Many of you who live in Augusta probably got this mailing this week. If not, you should get it Monday. But as we were starting to think about giving to the parish, giving to God's work, and looking for opportunities and how to sell this, at first we thought about seeking testimonials from parishioners, trying to find out why it is you give to St. Paul's and the proclamation of the gospel. Why is it you feel compelled to be a part of this community? But along the way, something else happened. St. Paul's Church received two letters, both of which have been shared with the congregation. The first from Bob. Bob, who would come during his lunch and sit in the churchyard and be moved by the open doors of St. Paul's Church. Doors, he says, that are open for all to enter. To hear the bells and to see the tower and to sit under the magnolia tree. Then, after the Ironman competition, we received a letter from a lady named Monica, who talks about the transforming grace and love of the people of this parish, who, when she was tired, reached out hands to help. When she felt hopeless, offered a word of hope. When she was thirsty, gave her something to drink. And when she needed a clean restroom, opened the door. We share these stories again because it has become quite clear to me that the ministry, that the proclamation of the gospel in and through this place is twofold. One is our ministry of place. This building, this site, is transforming. It is transforming for those who drive by and see the doors wide open day in and day out, welcoming all people to come in, to somehow feel God's Spirit in this place, to be transformed and renewed and made new. Not one word spoken, but God's grace and power present. Then, it's the ministry of people. It is our ministry. It is all of us reaching out with power and with strength, in weakness and humility, sharing the grace and love of God as we have received it. The most powerful thing that Monica said in her letter to me was that we didn't ask for a litmus test out there on the Riverwalk on Iron Man Sunday. We didn't care what you believed, how you believed, how you looked, what you thought. But we were here with open hearts and open hands and open doors, ready to receive God's people that needed us for just a few minutes, right then and right there. We have been handed a huge responsibility to maintain this place that has been passed on to us so that lives can continue to be transformed and renewed, and to live with power our lives so that people will be drawn to the power and love of God. I hate to say this, but I am so proud of this church. Word is out. What we say in our bulletin, we truly mean and believe. We don't care who you are. We don't care how you believe or what you think or what you look like. You are God's people. And you can be here just as much as any of us. We, my friends, are living that out. We live that out by keeping this place heated and cooled and doors open for people to walk in. And we are doing that in the lives that we lead, the lives of openness, which call all people to know and love the Savior that has transformed us. Thanks be to God. We are given the privilege and the opportunity to give to this good work. In the next week or two, someone from this parish will be calling on you. They will be saying, come, be a part of this effort. Give us your time, give us your talents, and yes, give us your money. But it is because it is money that keeps this place going with your help and with your time and with your talent, and it is this place, and it is these people who are transforming for everyone. Let's be a part of that. Let's put what we can offer with that of others and continue the transforming and renewing work of this parish. As I said, here's the church, here's the steeple. But here we are. Let us put our hands and hearts together to do the work that God has called us to do. Amen.